And we was in 1 John already, so that's going to be our kickoff point. That's where we was at last week. And wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book. And then one you read in 1 John 4:12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected. And I can't get away from that love, that thought there, because that's what God wants, is to perfect His love in us. And how did he go about loving others? And we covered it. He looked and took time to see the multitude. He took time to see their need. And there was some on their heart wasn't right, and they wouldn't come to church. And a thought went through my mind, and it was from 1 Corinthians 13, where talking about the body of Christ as believers, each one of us have its intricate part. And he was saying that the hand hath no need of the ear. In other words, you try going somewhere without your foot on. Like this man's going to be trying to live his life with it. He's going to be one-handed now. What's going to change his life? Likewise, if part of us is not here, that's what he was pertaining to as symbolically speaking. You take a foot off, somebody ain't here. We're lacking who we need here. Every part of us are part of this body of believers. We're all intricate parts of this body of believers. And if you take a foot off, take an arm off, and pretty soon the church is just, boy, we're a mess. We got a crutch here, and we're trying to survive as a body of believers. And that's not what God intends. He intends for all of us to be pulled together and knit together by love. Like we're out, you got to put up with me. And the worst part of me, my foolishness, my tomfoolery, I got put up with you too, brother. Praise God, but that's part of, you know, loving one another. As a husband and wife, she's got to put up with me and all my frailties and my infirmities. She's got to, and I got to put up with her. And all, but that's love. And likewise, you know, it's all our imperfecies, is that a good one? My hillbilly library. Oh, you got to be fancy. I mean, use a real one. Come on, I'm trying to. But part of that is learning to love one another despite ourselves, despite, you know, our frailties. So loving one, so this perfecting in us, this love of God, loving one another, God dwells in, and His love is perfected. It's completed. It's accomplished. It's showing a high degree of, and this high degree of skill only comes from Him allowing Him to work through us. Before I got saved, there are some people I could not tolerate at all. I was short. Short, rude, and crude, and mean, and no patience, no, can you picture, yeah. We got one here willing to be honest. Is there anyone else in here? No patience. Short with people. Just rude. Obnoxious. You just had your little select little clique over here that we got along with, and that was it. And that was all we got along with. But since Christ come in, it's expanded. Now there's a lot of people. Some people you love, some people you tolerate. And you tolerate them in the love of Christ, and you love them. And you love them, and you try to love them as God. And I think that's God perfecting His love. There, that verse came to mind. I thought, wow, that's God perfecting His love through us to love one another. Then it went part of the body of Christ, and each part has its intricate part. You know, you got an earlobe, you got a nose, and, you know, my little toe don't mount. The only time I see it when I pull a sock over it and shove it in a shoe in the morning. I don't see it no more till that evening. But I stub that thing or drop something on it, guess what? My whole body's concerned about that one little bitty intricate part. No, everything's moving. My mouth's moving. My head's moving. You know, everything's moving. Concerned about that one little bitty part. Loving one another. So let us look here. Turn back me to Ephesians here. And we'll read some scripture together here. The love of Christ, God perfecting His love in us. And Him seeing needs of others and loving one another. As Jesus went forth and He saw the multitudes. Let us look at some scriptures here together. This amazes me, and this is so good I can't leave part of it out because it's got so much good stuff in it. Let's look here at Ephesians. Let's just look at chapter 1. We got a little time here. Ephesians chapter 1. Now remember, in Galatians 5:20, the fruit of the Spirit, number one, is love. It's not by happenstance it's there. And then when that which has come is perfect, in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, it says, and that which has come is perfect, and that which is in part should be done away, and now abideth faith, love, charity. But the greatest of these is charity, which is love. So let's look together here. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. According as He hath chosen us in Him, and I know we heard this in our Bible study, but this is good. Before the foundations of the world, He knew me then. Before the foundations, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. There's that powerful love. So that we should be holy without blame before Him in love. Let's look at another one here. Just look right down here in verse 15. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto some of the saints. Which Bible you got? Amen. Did it say some of the saints? So there's that love that we got, that God's designed to perfect us as a body of believers, for us to love all the saints. And I know we've been on this a while, but it just keeps just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And Brother Michael, he's right on course. You're right on track, brother. That's good. So we have this, the love of all the saints. Let's look at another one here. Let's look at chapter 2 and verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherein He loved us. I don't understand all that. I don't get John 3:16. I mean, I know what it says. God's love is, you can't measure it to nothing. It's immeasurable. When He says, for God so loved us. And part of Him loving us, that was the weakest part, this vile of me. The worst possible things I've ever done, He still loved me. Yes, while we were yet in Christ, His love. I don't understand that. Man, thank God I'm not God. I'd have done ground everybody up into a bunch of mulch and started over again. I'd have had no mercy on nobody. None whatsoever. But for God so loved, that's good, brother. So we see here, for God who is rich in for His great love, wherein He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. It's His design for us to be together, squeezed in one little knit, intricate living organism that goes forth for the glory and honor of God. as a body of believers, loving one another. So we see here. Let's look at another one here. Look at chapter 3 and verse 17. I got to read more of this. This is just... That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in hate, and it says grounded in love. Love is kind of like the super glue that God knits everything together. And He's trying to perfect, He's trying to complete this in us. And you see those folks that do great things for the glory and honor of God. That's left a legacy, a true legacy, not an Obama legacy, but a true legacy of love and sacrificial giving, sacrificial life, living for Christ. They love people, boy, like, who's a, he died a few years back. He used to be a Grand Dragon. Oh. And then at old Kentucky camp, one brother come in and took over his job. But God called him. Of all places, there he is, a Grand Dragon of the KKK. And God saves him. You know. Is it Hendricks? Jenkins. Robert Jenkins, yes. And sends him to who? To Dominica. I'm talking black as this, shiny black. I mean, they shut their eyes in the dark. They're gone. But that's the type of love that God's trying to perfect to two people that you wouldn't think nothing. I mean, somebody that had so much hate from a child and rear him up to a spot when he meets the love of Christ, God changed him enough to where he goes to the worst that he thought was just not worthless of this life to just receive the worst of everything and loves them. That's the love of Christ perfected in us. That's God. As the challenge goes from us, how do we love one another? How do we tolerate, truly love one another? Do I love you and I don't love you? Well, I love you and I don't love you. I love you and I don't love you and I don't love you. You know, no. We love everyone. You know, that's what the devil liked to do. And we don't want no part of him. I don't even like deviled eggs. They're angel eggs, okay? I don't want nothing to do with the devil. I wouldn't give him credit for something tasting so good. Amen. I don't know how it got in there, but it fit. So rooted and grounded. And now let's read on here in this. This is just too good to leave in this out. I'd love to just cover the whole chapter here. Let's look at verse 16 and then read it all together. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory and be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. So His love is indescribable. His love is immeasurable. His love, there's no height, no depth, no width, no to it. His love is, and that's what God's perfecting in us. Everyone, if you're saved, you have God's ultimate design. His will is perfect. His love in you. To love me, no matter what you get what you get. I am what I am by the grace of God. And I love you. And I get what I get by the grace of God. But we love one another. That's the love of Christ perfected. Perfecting, completing in us. And the more we do that, the more the world sees something. What do they? They're not like everybody else. And Christian folks are not like everybody else. We not like the world. We are different. We are different. So we see that. Let's look at another one here real quick. Look at chapter 5. Let's look here at verse 1 and read down. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. Who is God? So to be a follower of God, since He is love and His love, and He, since God so loved the world, should not we love the world? I don't love the system, but as far as people, that's what people need to see in us. Despite how I feel about someone, tattooed earring here and hand them a tract. Well, there's a girl there at the festival. Man, that she had a tattoo and earrings in places I didn't know they put them, just on her face and eyebrows and clear around her ear. I mean, I thought she looked like she'd been blown in a circus somewhere. But she was selling fudge, but I was giving away Jesus. Said, God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. She said, thank you. And I don't know what'll happen, but you never know. The power of a tract, what that can do in someone's life, and use that, and that's the fruit. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Loving others. Don't say if they deserve it. Because we all need it. I'm glad I was getting in my car to go playing music on a Friday night, put my leather jacket on and slip my hair back, and I thought I was tough and bad, and jump in my car, and there's a track sticking in my steering wheel. Or one of them chick tracks in a little cartoon. Somebody cared enough, loved me and my sorry self to start saying, I love you, bub. God's got a plan for your life. And if you had told me then, I'd be standing here right now. There's no way. But God and His providence and His mercy and His wooing, working on my life, letting me know that He loved me and cared, because that was God's way. We're His feet, we're His hands. Showing love one to another. Showing love one to another. That's the perfecting of love. That's what He's perfecting in us. That attribute of love. Glad to have you folks. Amen. Glad you come. So that's a wonderful, what God's trying to perfect in us. Love. And sometimes we need to have it beat in with a ball bat at times, you know, that God, because we get looking at folks and we just kind of shove them folks there and we'll put them folks over there. No. We love all. That's what it said. All. And I'm out of time. So, as we see this, that love of God, that He had also loved us and had given Himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And we allow that we walk in love. That's our life. That's our lifestyle. So we walk in love. Not in the flesh, not in the fruit of the flesh, but the fruit of the Spirit, which is the first one's love, allowing that to work through us. Let's pray. Father, dear God, we love You. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You, dear God. It's so rich, so sweet, dear God, that it just continues to bloom and grow. And Lord, I pray it work in every one of our lives, dear God. There's a lost, dying world outside looking for true love of God perfected in your believer, in your children, dear God, in your youngins, and look, dear God, we're Your lights, dear God. Let Your light so shine before men they may see Your good works and glorify Your Father which is in heaven. That's part of the light of God, that they see You in us. So help us, dear God. Bless the preaching to come, that You would work and move in a great and mighty way. Have Your will and way in every heart and life. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.